We're readjourning at 6:40, and I just want to say how nice it was to have both high schools here in their uniforms. And so often where it's more competitive, and it's to see a unified school district with two unified tonight high schools. It was a really nice way to change things up, and they all looked like shining stars. And what a way for our younger students to have something to aspire to, and they held themselves so well. So I appreciate seeing both high schools here. We're moving on to the hearing session of our board meeting. I don't have anything to report tonight. Board member reports. Ms. Miranda Jimenez.
Okay. The principals both left, but I wanted to commend them. The AP Info Night, where they did the AP information capstone and Project Lead the Way, was excellent. Mr. Devin Rose did a really good job of presenting the information, making it easy to understand for the parents and the students alike. There was even some parents who were very disappointed that their students were beyond the window. They were juniors and seniors currently, but there was a lot of excitement. I'm really excited about the implementation this fall. It's going to be good to see, and we're going to be one of, the numbers are up now, but I think we're one of about 300 in the nation, so that's really significant and something we should be proud of. The Sadie Hawkins dance, I wanted to compliment Mr. Travatori. He did an excellent job of promoting it on the robocall, and the students had a great time on Saturday. It was good to see Officer Flowers there, getting to know our students, being there to provide extra assistance. It was very well done. And I really wanted to congratulate West Covina High School with their NFL Golden Footballs. We had two of them for, we had Derek Tennell from his class of 1982 from West Covina High School. And he went on to the 1993 Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys. And we also had Walter Thurman, who's a West Covina High School Bulldog class of 2005. And was at the Seattle Seahawks 2014 Super Bowl. So what a great honor. As I was promoting that among all the friends and family and all the Super Bowl, it was a great, great honor to say we had two Super Bowl players. People were really, really surprised and proud of us. And then, of course, to Edgewood. Okay, Mr. Morales is here. Edgewood, amazing, the academic decathlon. They won Super Quiz. We're so excited to find out their standing this coming Thursday. Hopefully they finish somewhere between first and third. That'll be really, really good, but I know they are super excited over there celebrating. So congratulations to Edgewood for making that a priority for students and the community. So that was it. I wanted to thank everyone.
Oh, yeah, just thank you. It was not also, like, reiterate that the Explorers. I was looking at some of the uniforms. Man, they were crisp, you know, like they just come out the cleaners. I mean, they had that heavy starch in it, and so you know what? And they look like millionaires, which is what we all think they are. And I'd like to just thank Principal Gordon. We went to visit his Thursday, I think it was Wednesday, Thursday. We went to Merced, and they had a fifth grade competition, about 50 students each competing against each other to see who would win the contest. And I just one team that I liked. There was the Traveling Globetrotters, they called themselves. This is like three-on-three competition. And I was thinking, I was going to ask him, I left before I saw who won the championship, but I was just, they could be competing against other elementary schools to see who can be overall, you know, city championship in the West Covina School District, you know, with other fifth-grade classes. And, you know, and also we had opening day on the Pony League at Walmerado Park on Saturday, so that was a great event, you know, also. And also the football, when the Friday night, see the football game, and we lost the East. We was on the West side, and the West, they got slaughtered. And kind of hurt my heart a little bit because, you know a couple of guys that's played football, you know, from different schools in the area that you get a chance to see. But it was a good game. It was a good game. And so I'm just looking forward to seeing, you know, to going back to seeing. I really want to thank Principal Gordon. He was a very gracious host. He, not only I went, but Councilman Lloyd Johnson was there also, and he escorted us back and forth to our cars, back and forth to the seats on the open court, and it was just to see all the young people going forth and going at it with each other, even the young ladies. Man, the young ladies were throwing elbows, and it was something to behold, but it was exciting. And that's all I have.
Mr. Flowers reminded me, I don't usually bring up the Pony Baseball League because my nephews and niece play in it, so I'm there all the time. But I also went to the opening ceremonies, and I want to congratulate staff and thank staff because I got many thanks from the league for the help that the district has provided in making the field safer, nicer, and better for what really amounts to our students, because it is a league that contains many of our students. And so I just wanted to thank you guys for doing that for us and for our students, because it had been a long time coming, and I really appreciate all of your help. And a lot of it was, you know, the league opened on Saturday, finishing on Thursday. And so I just wanted to really acknowledge you and thank you for doing that, because our students love that league, and you know, since Saturday I've been to 3 games already. So the fields are definitely utilized.
Let me just speak on their behalf. Also, they want to thank the district so much about the work that you guys have doing, that the district is doing, that we're doing as a whole. I got that a lot that day, so it made me feel good, and they really thanked us, you know, for what you guys were doing. So our district and the city is coming together like never before, and so got a bunch of thank yous. So thank you guys. Thank you, Dr. Heming, for allowing this to happen.
Anything else? No. The student board member I know, it was going to be the substitute, and he had a lot of homework this evening. And I'm not sure if he was actually here and had to leave because we got a late start. So we're going to move on to the informal report.
Ms. Knutson.
Just real quickly, we've been spending a lot of time in the Ed Services Department working on our board update for the study session next, well, I guess in it's about 2 weeks. So we're really looking forward to that. We've have participation of all our principals and other staff, so we're really excited, and we're looking forward to presenting that information.
Dr. Coughlin.
I want to kind of continue with the pony and give credit where credit's due, Dave Larkin and his staff. They were out there and just did a great job, so I really want to commend him for the job that he did out there.
We just wanted to share that we have a health benefits committee that meets periodically, and our last meeting was quite productive. A lot of good ideas to try to look at different areas that we can improve our health benefits and possibly get more benefits for less money. So that's going well.
And I'm going to have no comment this evening.
I don't have any blue cards. Was there anybody in the audience who wished to address the board at this time? Seeing none, that will move us on to the organizational part of our meeting. Is there anything anyone would like to add to consent?
I would like to add A4, B6, and D6. What was the other one? B6 and D6.
I just had a few questions on A4. And then A4.
B6, which is the resolution for district of choice attendance permits. And then the last one is D6, which is the joint use agreement between the district and the city.
On B6, I just had a question about how many we had exit, but maybe we can get that in our next update, and then we can put it on consent.
Could you state again? What is it you want?
We have how many people are coming in. I would just like to know how many students.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Exited.
Yeah, we actually have, as board knows, you approved Decision Insight to do enrollment projections for us on a 10-year scale. We'll be including all that data in one significant presentation.
I appreciate that. Thank you. So now I just had a quick question on 4. So is there any other changes? Anything anyone would like to take off of consent? Okay. Would anyone like to move the agenda as amended? It was moved by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Eileen Miranda Jimenez. All in favor to accept the agenda with as amended? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously. That brings us to number four, board policies. Just a quick cleanup on 4B. If we could just take a couple of those ands out on the third paragraph, because we added, it's the third on 4B, yes, and the its goals for the school district. We added foster youth at one time, and now we're adding homeless. So if we can just, in that third line, take those, the two ands out. Students with disabilities and foster youth and homeless students and shall address. Mm-hmm. So if those two were the only two cleanups. And then I have a question on 4SSS. And on number 7, on education for homeless children, number 7 says, fully inform parents, guardians, we just need to take that R out, of all transportation services. I'm just wondering what transportation services are available. What are we informing them of?
Well, I'm going to pass this to Dr. Coghlan, but the only transportation services we have available is our busing.
So we're not, because we're talking about school of origin,
mm-hmm.
So we don't transport them to and from their school of origin. That isn't, because it says fully informed parents, guardians, and we're going to take that R out, of all transportation services, number 7 on 4SSS.
My understanding of it was that when we meet with the families in our annual meeting, that we just provide them that information of what's available. I think it was more of a general statement, but
we do have general ed students, foster youth, who depending
on homeless.
Okay, who are eligible depending on how far away they are from the school to ride the bus.
So, but this wouldn't be to their school of origin. So if they were from a different district, because we also talk about school of origin in here and that they have a right to attend their school of origin until they find permanent housing. So as long as they're in non-permanent housing, they can stay with us or they could be in our district and be going to another school district. We're not talking about that transportation.
Right. The question you're asking, and I don't have the answer, is does the school of origin or the school of residence, homeless, be it may, have required to provide transportation to that student to the school of origin? So if a student is going to a Duarte High School, but then circumstances push them into West Covina, their school of origin is still Duarte High School. So the question is, how does he get from West Covina to his school of origin, which the law allows him to do? Does Duarte provide that? Does West Covina provide that? Or is the family on their own? I think that's the question that's being asked. And we may not have the answer to that. We might have to get back.
And I don't think there's a clear answer because I've asked it for foster youth.
Yeah.
But when I saw it here, I didn't know, because they said sometimes the Department of Children and Family Services will help with foster youth. They'll try to work with the school districts and try to build a plan for the transportation. But when you're homeless, you won't have involvement with the Department of Family and Children's Services oftentimes. So I didn't know if it looked different for homeless youth.
I believe that we can find an answer to that. I don't think we're going to have it for the board this evening, but we will get that to you in short order.
Huh?
Will we pull this one then?
No, I
think it's just clarification of what
that means. I believe this is the law, and this is what we're going to do.
Right.
I was just interested in what that meant.
Right.
So this is fine. I just wanted more explanation and then wanting to know what we did.
Right.
Or if our hands are tied to what we couldn't do.
What we did and didn't do is we'll, a lot will be determined upon the research that we do on your question, President Polis.
And then for WWW, first line, exemption from district graduation requirements. This, again, is education for homeless youth.
Mm-hmm.
And the first line says, to obtain a high school diploma, homeless students shall pass the high school exit exam. There's no more high school exit exam.
That is correct. So we'd like to scratch that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought so. I just wanted
to. Good catch. That's a good catch.
Well, and because it's my second read, that might be. Excuse me.
So then we're
every time she does that, I just start coughing.
A homeless student shall complete all courses required by the education. Right? So that's where to obtain a high school diploma, a homeless student shall complete all courses required by the Education Code 5.1, da 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 da. Okay.
Thank you.
Those are the only questions I had. Did anyone else have any questions on our board policies? Will someone move it as amended?
Yes, I'll second.
It was moved, excuse me, I'm so sorry, by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Mike Flowers to accept for first and second reading and adopt the following board policies as and administrative regs as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0. The information report. Information report, West Covina Service Club involvement.
Thank you, President Polis. I will turn this over to Dr. Coghlan, who's program responsibility.
President Polis, Board of Education, Dr. Hinman, Cabinet, guests. Tonight, I want to just give the board a brief update on where we are with our service club involvement with the various clubs in town. This is something new this year. The board's given the support for our administrators to get out there and get in touch with the community and the different organizations. So what I'd like to do tonight is go through the different organizations and let you know who's in which one, and then I was going to have one person come up and tell you a little bit about that organization, our principals that are out there, and our elk is not here tonight, but you'll see that shortly. So these are the organizations that are in town, the Elks, the Kiwanis, the Lions, and we have two Rotaries in town. We have the Sunrise Rotary and the Noon Rotary. No competition between the two, I'm sure. So we have one Elk. Dr. Rochelle Johnson-Evans is here. She's not here tonight, and the Elks meet in the evening. I believe it's 7. It's Tuesday night. I believe it's Tuesday. Well, she's probably at an Elks meeting right now. So I don't know what BPOE stands for. I don't know if that's Best People on Earth. I don't know. But those are the Elks, and they meet on Tuesday night, and we'll get you some more information on them. This is the showcase one, the Kiwanis, of which I am in, Dr. Gloria Duncan, Cheryl Lesker, Mario Morales, and Lori Johnson-Rucker. And I'm going to have Mario Morales come up and tell you a little bit about the Kiwanis and give you some insight in that.
Board President, Board, Dr. Hinneman, Cabinet. So our meeting times. We meet the first Thursday of the month at the Holiday Inn at West Covina at 6 p.m. and every second, third, and fourth Tuesday at 7:30 a.m. at the Marie Callender's in West Covina. So it's right around the corner. So a couple of opportunities or benefits to our community is they have a monthly Adopt-A-Park. So for the Kiwanis, we do Cameron. We go in and do Cameron Park and clean up with our key clubs and our builders clubs. We have different ones around the area, but for us, we have West Covina High School. They have a key club. And the builders club for Walnut Grove Intermediate School. Hopefully we'll start one at Edgewood High School and Edgewood Middle School soon. City of West Covina Service Day, which was a couple months ago. Taylor House Cleanup. West Covina Healthcare Bingo Night. And as I mentioned, the Key Clubs, Field of Valor, and the upcoming one is kind of exciting and new. I didn't attend it last year, but it was a Student Government Day at City Hall, and I believe it's February 16th, right? So it's our West Covina kids, so it's West Covina High School and Edgewood High School students will be there for a whole day with some of our county some of our City Hall employees. And so it should be a fun day. And the great impact for me is, I don't know if you know, Board, but I actually do live in West Covina as well, and my kids attend West Covina schools as well. And for me, it's seeing our kids not only at the school that I work at, but in the community. So going out to the park. I know during the summer they do a give out books for a reading program that they do at the West Covina Library. So that's exciting for me to see, living and working in the community. And that's all I have.
Our next one, the Lions of, and I just added that, Dr. Ronnie Maddox at the break. Ginger Pruitt, Mike Seaman is a Lion. Are you official Lion? Not yet. You're just a cub.
None of us are official Lions.
No, but you're going.
They haven't allowed us to induct ourselves yet.
There's a background check, and Janet Shirley. So I'm going to have Ms. Pruitt tell you a little bit about the Lions and when they meet and what they're all about.
Good evening, President Polis, board members, Dr. Hinman, and Cabinet. I am Lion Ginger Pruitt, yes, not officially. We are going to be inducted on the 23rd of February. The Lions meet every Tuesday for lunch that starts at noon, and then the first Tuesday of the month, or no, the last Tuesday of the month at night. So between the four of us, I'm sorry, you guys okay? I feel so bad for you guys. So between the four of us, we team up and we try to attend as many of the lunchtime meetings that we can, getting to at least one of them each month. So we're very excited about the upcoming February 23rd, where the governor of the Lions Club is going to come down to induct us. So it's a very special event. Vicki Schlega, who is very active in the community, she actively recruited several of us into the Lions, and she, along with two other volunteers, come to Cameron, and they read with some of our struggling second graders at my school, which has been great. The Lions also do vision and hearing screening at all of our elementary schools, and they navigate that extremely well. They also provide flags and information about Flag Day to each of our elementary schools as well. And then at the high school, and maybe Mario, you can help me. They have the Leos at West Covina High School. And so, again, they do quite a bit in the organization. I've gotten a lot from going to the meetings and just learning different community members. And now when they come, they know me immediately and seek me out. And so that's been really great just to have that connection within the community.
Are they putting out a musical this year? The Lion
King? No.
Okay. Good. Okay, our next one is they meet very early, the Sunrise Rotary with Ms. Knudsen, Ms. Gonzalez, Ms. Gonzalez-Gomez, Mr. Trovatore, and Ms. Wilds, and I even believe one of our board members is in the Sunrise Rotary. That's correct? Yes, it is. Okay, so at this point, we'll have Ms. Gonzalez come up and tell you a little bit about Sunrise Rotary.
All right, good evening, and I am a bit of an early bird, so I'm kind of fizzling out a little here. Good evening, President Polis, board member Superintendent Hinman, members of Cabinet, and guests. I'm Sonia Gonzalez, and I'm a principal and a Rotarian, yes. And I do have to say that I have my pen right here.
I love it.
Because board member Flowers might find me. And that's something that we do. But anyway, I have enjoyed being part of the Sunrise Rotary. We meet every other Wednesday at 7:15 at the South Hills Country Club. There's also one social meeting a month at various locations. And on occasion, We will meet at the Edgewood High School campus with the Interact Club, which is a student offshoot of the Rotary. Sunrise Rotary has sponsored and or been involved with various events in the city. For instance, the club assisted with Red Ribbon Week, the Red Ribbon Week rally at West Covina High School, Red Ribbon Week poster contest, and the celebratory dinner for fourth graders. So our elementary students were able to take advantage of that. And of course, the shoes and socks event, which is the very big event that Sunrise Rotary puts on. And I have to say that Merlinda was very fortunate this year because we were able to take advantage of that. And 100 of our students were able to participate. And it was a wonderful event. And we're absolutely appreciative. And these are just a few examples of the great work that Sunrise Rotary does. Personally, I've had a chance to meet professionals from other sectors of the workforce in West Covina, which has been wonderful. And I believe our participation in the club has also allowed others to get to know our wonderful school district better. Thank you.
Challenge all of you to say Red Ribbon Week rally one time fast. Our last group, the Noon Rotary, which Dr. Hinman has joined.
I have not officially joined.
Wow, there's a vetting process.
My name up there.
Look at all those doctors.
Yes, that's the doctor one. Dr. Hector Galicia, Dr. Gloria Torres, and Mr. Rich Nambu.
Call him tomorrow, huh?
So I'm going to have Dr. Gloria Torres, some of the same things that the Sunrise Rotary were doing, but I'm going to have Dr. Torres come up and tell you a little bit about Noon Rotary.
Good evening, President Polis, Cabinet, Superintendent and Board, and guests. I go to Noontime Rotary. We meet once a week, every Wednesday, so I will be going tomorrow. We meet at about 12:15. We have a lunch, and we meet at the South Hills Country Club. There's probably about 20 members that go consistently. Between myself, Rich Nabu, and Hector, we try to go to as many as possible because there's many times that something comes up in the middle of the day, especially because it's at 12 o'clock. So either we all can't go or at least one of us can go. So we do make that point. We have met a lot of great people in that club. Some of our big things are, again, like the Red Ribbon Week. We do that rally. We had the fourth grade poster contest, and we help out with that fourth grade meal that they do over at West Covina. But some of the bigger events that they do, my Rotary Club, is that they'll do the teacher mini grants. They're getting that ready. I won't be able to read any of them because of being biased, but they do that. I might be a little. Also, they did a really big push for Thanksgiving baskets. That's one of their big events also. And they work with East Valley Medical Center. And so we provide the basket, which had bread and cans and butter and marshmallows and a pie. It had all the extras, and then East Valley had the ham or the turkey for families. And we were able to give to 75 families. And let's see. I think that's it. Thank you.
So the one common denominator in all these, they're service organizations. We have a lot of great people in this community that just want to give back. And a lot of times for the projects, it's not an issue of having money to do the projects. It's an issue of having people and bodies. I know that I went to one of the park cleanups, and it's amazing when 30 people, and a lot of them are kids there, show up, just how much can get done quickly. And really, that's what it's about. It's about giving back to the community. It's about teaching our students about what it is to be a good citizen and to give back to your community. So just a great opportunity. And I want to thank the board for supporting this program and Dr. Hinman for allowing our administrators to take some time out from their day to get involved in the community. So with that, if anyone has any questions, we'd be more than happy to answer them.
I don't have questions, but I just want to say that when I was the Leo's advisor, there's a lot of competition between all the clubs. But I was Miss Abbott, who does the Interact Club, took me under her wing to make sure I knew what to do to be an advisor. So even though there's a lot of fun competition between the clubs, what we're there is to serve the community. And I've had many students tell me, no matter what club they were in, because they knew I was an advisor, that how much they learned to give to the community. And that as a result of what they learned in high school and seeing the Lions or the Rotarians or the people in the Key Club, when they saw the adults doing that, I don't think you realize how much they're taking that in. And then they want to aspire to that because that's what they're telling me now. So all of you, I appreciate. I know it takes a lot of time and effort being in the club, but how much not only it makes to getting services into our district, but to our students and seeing us give back to our community. Mm-hmm. Because now they're aspiring to that as adults. And so thank you so much for all of you giving that extra time and dedication for doing that. I appreciate it.
Ms. Humick. BPOE, Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks.
There's a handshake. But.
It's a father who... No, once again, it's a father who was like the second person in command of this particular Elks.
Whoa.
Yes, but I didn't want to say that.
Anything? Ms. Jimenez? Miranda Jimenez, please. Excuse me.
I want to acknowledge and say thank you to your visionary idea to have each of our principals and for each of you stepping up and doing it, all of our principals throughout the district, because it creates that excellent collaboration in school and community partnership. So I love the idea because we all obviously on the board believe in community service. Look at our stipends. We believe in community service. But I'm so pleased because then the community gets to see firsthand what's going on in our schools. And I know how incredibly busy all of your time is. You all have families and schools to run and your own personal lives, and the fact that you're taking an investment in our community, I really appreciate that because not everybody lives in West Covina. Some of you live far away, so I know it's a real big commitment, and I really thank you for that. So I think it's a great, great partnership that we have, so thank you. All I ask is, would we be able to get it as a one-sheet handout? Because I'd love to, I have a folder here where I keep like all my handy data, and so I'd like to add it to my handy folder, as well as it's a good talking point when I speak about what our great principals are doing and who's where. So if that would be possible,
we'll
just
get
to
get,
right, yeah, it's too difficult with the PowerPoint because you have them on different pages, but just one page. Thank you so much.
And I'll just second what Ms. Jimenez has said. All put in so much time, and to add this to your already busy plate means a lot about your dedication to this community. So, thank you.
I'll just say,
Mr. Flowers.
So, I'd like to thank especially our Interact kids at Edgewood, and also coming up in end of this month, I will be going to PETS. You know, the president's in training, so I'm getting ready to take over president of our Sunrise Rotary.
Oh.
So, that's a new endeavor. That I look forward to the challenge, you know, and you know, it's a little not a way of learning and experiencing new things. So I'm excited about it. So that's going to be something to look forward to. I'm already I'm bringing games and keeping our club active and exciting. So great things will be happening in the future. So I look forward to being president of the Sunrise Rotary coming up in the next couple of months.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Okay. Now that brings us to the information portion of our session. Is there any further discussion about any item at this point?
I actually don't have any.
Dates to remember, February 15th, 2016, President.
Oh, I do. I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
Too late.
Okay, in case any of the board is interested, San Jose has their celebration of learning this coming Thursday, February the 11th from 5 to 7. Dr. Hammond, I apologize. It wasn't on my radar, But I know in the past, Mr. Travatore would use it as an opportunity to recruit for Edgewood. And I don't know if he's going to show up for West Covina High now, but he used to bring students with him that were from Edgewood that had attended San Jose, and it was a great opportunity to catch parents and students. So I don't know. It's very last minute. I apologize. But if any of my colleagues are interested, it's this coming Thursday from 5 to 7 over at San Jose, and it's all the grades. So that was my...
Sorry, we almost escaped.
The other date to remember is February 23rd, and that is our next board meeting where we will be starting early. So we're all excited about hearing all that great information that you've put together for us. That brings us to the end of our meeting at 8:15.